welcome to our Christmas Eve service. We are so glad that you guys are here. And feel free to sing. It's okay. Feel free to dance. Lift your hands if you want. But we are so thankful to be in this Christmas season because Jesus is just so awesome. And it's awesome to be able to have you all here in this place. So we just thank you for coming. God bless you. Enjoy the service.
Oh, Thank you. Lord, we're just so thankful to be here today. We're just so thankful to celebrate your birth, to celebrate you coming into this world to give us a Savior. Lord, we just honor you this morning. We just praise you and thank you in all that you do. In Jesus' name, amen. Did I say this morning? I'm usually here on mornings. Sorry about that. Well, if that's the worst thing that happens, that's... This is the time of service where we receive our tithes and offerings. And, you know, we normally do this on a Sunday morning, but, and not during special services. But today, we're not having a service tomorrow. So we're going to receive our tithes and offerings. And this is a family time. And so feel free to contribute. And we appreciate, you know, you supporting this ministry and supporting this outreach. And you just do what God tells you to do this morning. I almost said it again. I'm used to being here on mornings, people. Let's receive today's tithes and offerings. Lord, we just thank you today. We just thank you that you provide seed to the sower. We just thank you that you continue to bless our lives and all that we do and all that we put our hand to. Lord, we just honor you with these tithes and offerings today. In Jesus' name, amen.
My strength. Amen. I got about a 2-hour message, if y'all don't mind. I think people over here are betting how long I'm going to be. So, about 2 hours. In Luke 1:26, it says this, in the 6th month of Elizabeth's pregnancy, God sent the angel Gabriel to Nazareth in a village in Galilee to a virgin named Mary. She was engaged to be married to a man named Joseph, a descendant of King David. Gabriel appeared to her and said, "Greetings, highly favored woman. The Lord is with you." Confused and disturbed, Mary tried to think what the angel could mean. "But don't be afraid, Mary," the angel told her, "for you have found favor with God." See, there is no higher favor than the favor of God. It doesn't matter how many people you may know, God's favor is going to be so far greater for your life than anything else. Mary was favored over everyone else in Israel, not just because of who she was, but also because she was married to Joseph. And Joseph was also in that line of King David. The Messiah was prophesied to be in the line of King David. And Mary, being a very young teenage girl, had the responsibility of carrying the Savior of the world. Verse 31 says, "You will conceive and give birth to a son, and you will name him Jesus. He will be very great and will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his ancestor David, and he will reign forever, reign over Israel forever. His kingdom will never end." Mary asked the angel, "But how can this happen? I'm a virgin." You know, having an ordinary child was out of the question for Mary. Scripture says that he will be very great. So from the beginning, can you imagine the pressure? She was carrying greatness around. You can't carry his greatness without staying close to God throughout your life. Jesus didn't come in the line of the first king, but the second king. And God made a promise that his kingdom would be established forever. See, we might go through some pressures in our life and times, but this right now was way more than what we can ever consider. Mary, you're carrying greatness, the anointed one, the Messiah, Emmanuel, God with us. How can you ever prepare for something like that? One thing is for sure, she didn't do it without God being in her life. Amen. Verse 35, it says, "The angel replied, 'The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. So the baby to be born will be holy, and he will be called the Son of God. What's more, your relative Elizabeth became pregnant in her old age. People used to say she was barren, but she was conceived. But she has conceived a son and is now in her 6th month. For the word of God will never fail.' Mary responded, 'I am the Lord's servant. May everything you have said about me come true.' And then the angel left her." Divine nature and human nature coming together as one. Jesus was 100% God and 100% man. God in the flesh perfectly joined together to make up our Lord and Savior. Jesus was born holy and sinless. And that word holy means to set apart. He was set apart. We are born into sin and we need a Savior. Jesus was holy and he was born. Only God can do something so credible. Not only that, Mary, your relative Elizabeth is pregnant in her old age. People used to say she was barren. How many times have people used to say about you? What have they said about, "Well, he used to do this. She used to do that. Elizabeth used to be barren." It doesn't matter what your past used to be or what people used to say about you. When God speaks a word over your life, and you receive it, you will never be the same. She used to be barren, but she's in her sixth month now. For the word of God will never fail. In the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. The Passion Translation says this in verse 37. Not one promise from God is empty of power. Nothing is impossible with God. The Amplified Version says this. For with God, nothing is ever impossible, and no word from God shall be without power or impossible of fulfillment. God used a virgin girl to carry Jesus, and he also used a barren woman to carry John. And John paved the way for the ministry of Jesus. We serve a mighty God. He is the God of miracles. He's a supernatural God. Now, what's too hard for him? What's in your life that's maybe too hard for God to do? And when he's using people that people said they used to be this way. In verse 39, it says, a few days later, Mary hurried to the hill of Judea, to the town where Zechariah lived. She entered the house and greeted Elizabeth. And the sound of Mary's greeting, Elizabeth's child leaped within her. And Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit. Elizabeth gave a glad cry and exclaimed to Mary, God has blessed you above all women, and your child is blessed. Why am I so honored that the mother of my Lord shall visit me? When I heard your greeting, the baby in my womb jumped for joy. You are blessed because you believed that the Lord would do what he said. See, at the sound of Mary's voice, the baby leaped in her womb, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit and Jesus, and called Jesus my Lord. See, you can't call Jesus Lord without the help of the Holy Spirit. No one can say Jesus is Lord except by the Holy Spirit. When Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the baby in her womb jumped for joy. She heard good news. Good news will get you jumping for joy. Good news will have you sharing with your friends and family. Good news will have you smiling all day long. What is wrong with that person? Must have got some good news. Good news will have you preparing for your future. Good news will have you walking differently, talking differently, thinking differently, living differently, acting differently. What Jesus came to do for us is good news. What he has accomplished through the cross is good news. When was the last time you jumped for joy because of his good news? I understand. You're in the church. You can jump. It's okay. You won't get laughed at. It's something that you can't help but to share. Share the good news. Mary shared the good news of what the Lord has done for her. And Jesus is the good news that we should be sharing with others. He is the greatest gift that will ever be given to us. Every critic has their opinion about Christmas, you know. But the truth is, it will always be about Jesus to those who believe in his name. No, he wasn't born on this day. But in every season, I will honor him as my Lord and Savior. Because he is the first and foremost in our lives. And anything without him is just vanity. Jesus is the reason why we celebrate Christmas. And any other holiday that we may have. Amen. In Isaiah 9:6, it says this, for a child is born to us, a son is given to us. The government will rest on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. See, Jesus is a wonderful counselor. He is wonderful because he is perfect in every way. He is wonderful because of all he has done for mankind. Jesus is wonderful because he cares for the ones that the world throws away. He is wonderful because he won't put anything heavy on you. He is wonderful because he is about a relationship and fellowship and not about religion. He is also called Counselor because he will restore, refresh, and renew you through all the turmoil that you may go through. The Counselor is truthful and honest and faithful to do what he said he would do. And in closing, for those who are struggling this Christmas because of all the pain and turmoil that you may have gone through, the loved ones that have gone home to be with the Lord, I know it's hard at times and you didn't realize how much that person was actually the glue of your family. But I promise you this, the good news of what Jesus has come to do to save us, to deliver us, to protect us, to free us, and to heal us is still available to you today if you just let him in. If you do that, you make that choice to let Jesus be the Lord of your life, he will be the one that keep your family together. The glue of every family has always been there. We need to apply him every day in our lives. Amen. This Christmas is about the good news of Jesus. And with the good news comes joy. And the joy of the Lord is our strength. So go ahead and click. You can share, you can copy, and you can paste. Share what Jesus has done for us. And this last scripture I'll leave with you, Psalms 34:8. It says this, taste and see that the Lord is good. Oh, the joys of those who take refuge in him. And if there's anyone here today that's never made Jesus Christ to be their Lord and Savior, and you want to do that today, just raise your hand and we'll pray with you. No hands? Well, praise God. Well, Father God, I just thank you for today. I thank you for all you've done, Lord. You're just an awesome God and Lord, and we're just here because of what you've done. It's because of you, Lord, that we can spend eternity with you. And that you have sent your son, Jesus, at the darkest hour to be a light for us and for this world, Lord. We thank you for the prophecies that he's fulfilled and are going to be fulfilled when he comes back, Lord. And we thank you. We ask that you mend the hearts in here, Lord. People that may have a heart of stone, that you would make it a heart of flesh to be able to receive what you have to say to them, Lord. And we just give you praise. We thank you for those who are traveling, that they will be able to make it home safe and sound, Lord. We thank you that their lives have been redeemed from destruction in the name of Jesus. And we just give you all the glory, honor, and praise. Amen and amen. If you stand on your feet, we're going to conclude our service with the candle lighting. Ushers, can you come up? You all have.
Holy night, holy is strong.
Lord, we thank you. We give you all the glory and honor. We love you, Lord. If you can, just, can you play that again one more time? Just the instrumental. And I just want you to pray for the person on your left. You don't have to hold your hands. Just speak life over them. Because you know what they're going through. Let's pray for the one on your right. Thank you for coming out. You enjoy your Christmas day. Amen. God bless. Merry Christmas.